Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Ayin, and we will begin on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. Our Mishnah discussed that after the Kohen Gadol receives the Sefer Torah, he begins to read from it, V'kare Achri Mois V'ach Ba'asur, and he reads from Parashah of Achri Mois and Parashah of Ach Ba'asur, V'rmini, but we see from here that the Kohen Gadol rolls the Sefer Torah from Parshas Achri Mois to Parshas Emor. As the Gemara of Ramini, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechet Megillah, Daf Chaf Dal Ramad Beis, Dal Gemara Navi, when reading from the Navi Haf Torah, we could move from one parasha to another parasha, Vein B'Dal Gemara Torah, but we may not do so when we're reading from a Sefer Torah. So how would they route to roll the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Kan b'chdei yafsika turgman. In those days when they read from the Sefer Torah, there was a turgman who would interpret every pasuk. So if you could roll the Sefer Torah from one pasuk, from one parasha to another parasha, and before you got to the next parasha, the turgman had still doing his job. So there was really no interruption and no quiet time, then you could move it. Can b'chadesh lo yafsik turgman. But if it takes longer than that, then you're not allowed to do so. So ask the Gemara v'lok tani. But how could you say that if it doesn't take so long, then we could turn the pages in the Sefer Torah v'lok tani? The Mishnah in Masechta Megillah teaches us b'dalgan b'navi. We may move this role when we're learning Navi, but we may not skip from one place to another place when we're learning the Torah. And at Kamu Medalik, when we're reading from the Navi that we're allowing to skip, it's only the man b'chdei shalasuk atargaman. So what the Mishnah isn't the Mishnah teaching us? Haba Torah. When we read Sefer Torah, we're not allowed to move at all. And when we're learning Navi, then we could skip as long as it's going to be finished before the Meturgman finishes. So from here we see that we're never allowed to roll a Sefer Torah under any circumstances. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. If we're reading one subject, and it's also going and skipping will be able to be done quick enough before the Meturgman finishes, then we're allowed to do so in a Sefer Torah. Aval, kam b'shnei inyonim, in a Navi, then we could go two different subjects as long as shlo yafsik haturgman. And on Yom Kippur, Parashas Achri Mois and Parashas Emor are close to each other. So since they're so close to each other, then the halacha is that we could, and they're also all speaking about the same subject. Yom Kippur, then we could go from one to the next. And says the Gemara, Vatanya. Here, Vatanya is a raya. It's not a question, it's a raya. Vatanya, so do we learn in a braisa. Medalgim b'tayra ben yenechad. If it's the same subject, we could skip when we're reading from a Sefer Torah. Or b'navi, when we're reading from Navi, we could skip even if it's Snei Yonim, if it's two separate subjects. Kan to kan, but both when we're reading Torah or Navi, it has to be quick enough b'chadesh lo yifsek haturgman. Before the haturgman finishes is saying his interpretation, we may not skip when we're reading in one Sefer Torah. We're not allowed to jump from one Navi to another Navi. However, which is a compilation of 12 small Sifrei Nevi'im. They were said by 12 different Nevi'im. Rashi in Masechta Baba Basra explains that since each one of them did not have a very large Nevu'ah, large Sefer, so Chagai, Zechariah, Malachai, when they saw that Ruach HaKodesh was leaving Klal Yisrael, the Trei Osir is the Nevi'im Achroinim, the last Nevi'im. So they put the Nevu'ah of these 12 Nevi'im into a Sefer, and in order that they should remain forever, if we'll have such small Sforim, Chagei, Zechariah, Malachi, were concerned that they would not remain intact. So that's why they they put it all into one book. So it says the Gemara called Trey Asar, or Benavishish name Asar, Medalgim did Allah, because we could skip from one Navi to another, or Vlad, Shleidalgim, Sefer Sefer Letchilasai. We should not go backwards. So Rashi explains, very simple, that even in Trey Asar, where Allah is that you're allowed to go from one Navi to another Navi, even though the Gemara just said that normally you're not allowed to go from one Navi to another, says the Gemara, when we're reading Trey Asar, we may go back, we may skip from one to another as long as we don't go backwards. The Tosfos, the very Maskil Bilvad, disagrees. He says that if we're not allowed to go, why would we be allowed to go? Why is the order of Trey Asar, Tosfos seems to learn, make a difference? So if we're allowed to go from one book to another book, it shouldn't make a difference which book is first and which book is second. And because of that question, Tosfos explains that the pshat, to be understood in our Gemara, Tosfos says, is that the Gemara means to say that we're allowed to go, when we're reading Trey Asar, we're allowed to jump from one sefer to another sefer. It doesn't make a difference which sefer is first in Trey Asar and which is not first, but within one sefer, Tosfos says we're not allowed to go backwards within one sefer because we're never allowed to go backwards. And then we learned further in the Mishnah Gadol Sefer Torah, in the Kohen rolls the Sefer Torah, and he makes an announcement. Vaymer Yosef Mashikaris Lefnechem Kasuv Kan. Ask the Gemara of Kokach Lama, why was it necessary to make the announcement? The Sefer Sich Yitzchak says that not only is the Gemara's question, why was it necessary to make the announcement, but we also learned in the Mishnah, Umeniach Bechekoi, the Kohen Gadol would put the Sefer Torah in his lap, and the Gemara wants to know, why was that necessary? Says the Gemara, Kadesh Lo Lahoitzi Laza Sefer Torah. The concern was that the last parasha from Parashas Pinchas, which speaks about the Kabbalas of Yom Kippur, that he read by heart, and in order to prevent that people should chas v'shalom not assume that the Sefer Torah is possible, so that's why he made this announcement, and that's why he also held the Sefer Torah in his lap to show that this is a perfectly fine Sefer Torah and it's kosher. We're not going to read it from the Sefer Torah, and the Gemara wants to know why not. Abasur shalchum shapkudim kairal peh. He reads it Balpeh. So all the Rishonim asked the question, Tosfos Rishonim asked the question, that the halacha is that Dvarim Shal Peh, Dvarim Shal Ksav, Eat Rishonim Lomar Al Peh. Something that's written in the Sefer Torah, in the Tanakh, may not be said by heart. So how could the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Bamidbar's Parashas Pinchas Al Peh? So one Teretz Tosfos Rishonim suggests that that's only a halacha L'chatchila, the halacha is that Dvarim Shebiksav Yat Rishar Lomar Malpeh. But B'dievid, it may be done. Another teretz that the Riva explains, that this is not being read, and many Rishonim explain that this is not really being read as the Chiv's Kriya Sefer Torah. When there's a Chiv to read from the Sefer Torah, of course we have to read from inside the Sefer Torah. This is just like the Seder Hayoim. And since it's the Seder Hayoim, it's like Tefillah. And something which is Tefillah, there we're allowed to read Ba'peh. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that if somebody's saying a drasha and he's quoting Psukim, and it's difficult that every time the person who's saying the speech should have to open up a Tanakh to read the Pasuk from inside the Sefer Torah, so when there's a kavodat tzibur involved, do you allow to say it without reading from the inside? And here too, since, as we're going to learn, there's a tirchad tziburah, a kavodat tzibur involved, that's why we could be more lenient. Another teretz that the Rishonim suggest is that the halacha, that Dvarim Shebiksav, Yat Rishoy Lomar Malpeh, was only said when we're coming to be mitzi somebody else. So when we're coming to be mitzi someone else, then the halacha is that this rule applies. But here, well, we're not coming to be mitzi someone else. We're just, he's just saying it because that's, as we said a moment ago, part of what he does on Yom Kippur. This halacha, Dvarim Shebiksavi, Atur Shem, Lamer Malpeh, does not apply. And I saw that the Pais can point out that this is therefore very relevant Friday night when we recite Kiddush. And the Kiddush, we know, the V'chula Shemayim, Yom HaShishi, V'chula Shemayim, Yeri Vayker, Yom HaShishi, is a pasuk in the Torah. So if the person who's making Kiddush, does he have to say it from inside a Siddur, from inside a Zmiris book? So if he's being mighty someone else, according to the last Teretz that we just learned, then he would have to, he's being mighty his family, so he would have to say it from inside. But there's, but if the point is that when it's something that involves a tercha, or it's a situation where it's a pasuk, that's some Rishonim say that it's very, very well known, this halacha doesn't apply. So somebody knows this Yom HaShishi, the Chul HaShemayim, he knows it by heart and he's familiar with it. Maybe we could be, maybe under those circumstances, we could be more lenient. As the Gemara, Amai, so why do we say it by heart? And as we just learned, saying it by heart opens up all sorts of questions. Ask the Gemara, Nigel of a Nikri, why don't we just roll the Sefer Torah and read it, and we'll do it properly? Answers the Gemara, Amr of Hunabre de Shesh, Amr of Sheshes, Lefish Engoil Sefer Torah B'tzibur, we don't do so, Nekvai B'tzibur. It's a Techa de Tzibura for them to have to wait. V'naisachrina. So ask the Gemara, okay, we don't want to have to roll the Sefer Torah because that involves a Tircha de Tzibura. But why don't we bring a second Sefer Torah? Answers the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Yehudaimar, Rishon Pegma Shel Rishon. We're concerned that if we bring a second Sefer Torah, people are going to think that there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah, and that's why we bring another Sefer Torah. Rav Shlokesh Amar, because Bracha Shena Tzricha, the concern is that we're concerned that if we bring another Sefer Torah, then there's a concern that people will have to make a new Bracha, and that will be a Bracha Shena Tzricha. The Rosh Hash asks, why don't we say that the concern is Eim Avir Al Mitzvahs? If we're already in the middle of doing a mitzvah, we can't bring another Sefer Torah because Eim Avir Al Mitzvahs. So the Rosh Hash answers, and we've said this previously, the concern of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs only applies when we have two mitzvahs. And we don't know which one to perform, so Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs tells us to perform this one. Here, there are no two mitzvahs in front of us. It's all the same mitzvah, and there is no halacha of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. So the Kvarat Tzibur is two, I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim. What does Kvarat Tzibur mean? Rashi explains that the concern is that the tzibur is going to have to wait while they roll the Sefer Torah, and that's not a cover to the tzibur that they should have to stand and wait. The Rivash says that the halacha is that while they're rolling the Sefer Torah, the tzibur has to stand, and it's not covered for the tzibur that they should have to stand for that entire time. The other pshat that the Gemara suggested was Rish Lakish's pshat, because the kohen is going to have to make another bracha. So there's a machlokes hapoiskim if the iser a bracha shen et tzricha is a bracha, is a iser deraisa. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Whereas the Chacham Shloimeh's opinion is that it's a bracha, it's an iser derabbanan. And in fact, I saw that Ritva already discusses that the halacha is that we know that before somebody shechts a bird or an animal, he has to make a bracha. And if somebody is going to shecht a number of birds, he knows he's going to be shechting a number of birds, he should be quiet, he should not do anything between the shechita of the birds. Because if he's going to make a hefsek between the different the shechita of the various birds, then he's going to have to make a separate bracha every time, and that will be a question of bracha shena tzricha. But of course the question is, why is this considered a bracha shena tzricha? If I know up front that this is what I'm going to do, that's not technically considered a bracha shena tzricha. So the Rosh Hash answers that since the Sefer Torah requires that a bracha should be made every time we take out another Sefer Torah. That is the Kavra Torah. So now we can't say that I'm not going to make a new bracha, but there is a concern, a bracha shenetzricha. The Taz says when the two kriyas are two different subjects, as we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Shem in our shiur today, what we discuss in Parshas Pinchas is very different from what is discussed in Parshas Achrei Mois and Emor. So since they're totally two different subjects, we can't rely on one bracha for two separate kriyas. Other Mepharshim explain that what happens if somebody wasn't there by the kriya from the first Sefer Torah, and he walks in now, and he won't realize that they read from another Sefer Torah first, and he's going to think that you can read from a Sefer Torah without making a bracha. The Yad David says that the concern here is not about bracha rishayna. The bracha rishayna, indeed, when you made on the first Sefer Torah, could be effective for the second Sefer Torah. The problem is, he says that you're going to have to make a bracha achrayna when we finish the kriya on the first Sefer Torah. That will be required, and now we're going to have to make a separate bracha achrayna. The Ritva says that technically this is not really a bracha shenetzricha, but Chazal wanted us to limit making brachas as much as possible. And here, if we're going to take out a new Sefer Torah, we're going to have to make a new bracha, and that's not something that Chazal wanted to see. Ask the Gemara, or Micha Shina L'Pkama, is there concern that if we take out a second Sefer Torah, there's a chashash that people are going to speak badly or think that there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah? Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevis Chalis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls on Shabbos, Mevi'in Shalosh Torahs, we bring three Sifrei Torah, V'karen Achas B'nyana Shalayim, we read from one of the Parshas HaShavua. Bachas, we read Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Bachas, we read about Chanukah. So we see that we're not concerned about Gam. Here we're taking out three separate Sifrei Torah. Answers the Gemara. Tlosa Gavri, but Tlosa Sifrei. When we have three separate Sifrei Torah and three separate people, then Lekka B'Gomah. We're not concerned about Pagam. But in our case of Yom Kippur, Chad Gavra, we have the Kohen Gadol betrayed Sifri that's going to be reading from both Sifrei Torah. There, Ik Pagama, there's a concern for Pagam. So the Achroinim ask, why did the Gemara have to ask about Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Shabbos? We could have asked from every Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos. So I saw that the Mepharshim explained that the Gemara wanted to strengthen the question. When we have three Sifrei Torah, we have more of a concern of Pagam than we have two Sfarim. Because when we have three Sifrei Torah, there's no point of Torah, there's no Kavarat Tzibur involved, because we can read from the first Sefer Torah, and then read from the second Sefer Torah, and even if we don't have a third Sefer Torah, we could roll it. And yet the halach is that if we have a third Sefer Torah, we should roll it. So from here we see that we're always supposed to bring out separate Sefer Torah if it's at all possible. So the Rashba says that if what's the halacha? We just learned in our Gemara that ain goyim Sefer Torah b'tzibur, that we don't roll the Sefer Torah in the tzibur because it's disrespectful. We gave two pshatim b'nei kvoid tzibur. So the Rishayim discuss what happens if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos and in the shul there's only one Sefer Torah. Should we roll the Sefer Torah or not? So the Rashba says, based on our Gemara, we just said that Ein Goyim Sefer Torah Nei Kfar Tzibur, we should not roll the Sefer Torah on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, and the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh should be read by heart. However, that's not our minig. Our minig follows the opinion of the Mordechai, who says that we should, if we only have one Sefer Torah, and we have an example like Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, we should roll the Sefer Torah from wherever we read to the proper place. What about the issue of Kavrat Tzivor? So says the Magen Avraham, because the tzibur is meichel, that we should be able to read from inside the Sefer Torah rather than reading by heart. So if that's the case, ask the Magen Avraham, so why do we say that the tzibur on Yom Kippur is also meichel and allow us to roll the Sefer Torah instead of reading the Parsha Pinchas by heart? So the Magen Avraham says, on Yom Kippur, there's a very big tzibur there. And since it's a very big tzibur, there we're more concerned about Tirchet Tzibura. But when we're dealing with a private shul, there, even if it's a large tzibur, it's a very different situation. The Maram Esada gives a different explanation. He says on Yom Kippur, the chiv of Kriya, Sefer Torah, is a chiv that only applies to the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't apply to the entire tzibur. And since it doesn't apply to the entire tzibur, the halacha is that we don't have to want to make the entire tzibur wait because the Kohen Gadol wants to roll the Sefer Torah to where he needs to roll it. However, every Shabbos when we're reading the Sefer Torah, every individual in the tzibur has a chiyuv to hear that to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So if we each have a chiyuv to read from the Sefer Torah, so therefore it's something that we're prepared to be meichel to do it in the proper way. There's a very interesting shaila. Here we're learning about Kavod Sefer Torah. Here we're learning about Torah Chatzibur, and the question was that let's say there's more than one Sefer Torah in the Aron HaKodesh, and the Gabbai prepared that they should have the Sefer Torah from which there's the Parshas HaShavua rolled to the Parshas HaShavua, and now, by accident, the person who took out the Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh took out the wrong Sefer Torah. And the question is, on one hand, we have a concern of Pgam Meishel Sefer Torah. We have that if we're going to take out a Sefer Torah, it's sort of making an announcement that there may be something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. On the other hand, we have the Kavadat Tzibur, that if we're going to now have to read from the Sefer Torah, which is not at the right place, and we're going to have to roll the Sefer Torah to where it's the right place, we're dealing with the Kavadat Tzibur. So the two concepts that we've discussed in our shir, the concept of the Gomeshal Sefer Torah and the concept of Kavad Sefer Torah, are conflicting over here, and what should we do? So Ramosha discusses this question, and Ramosha says that there's a difference where we read in the Sefer Torah, in our Gemara, we already read from the Sefer Torah, and now we're putting it away to read from another Sefer Torah, where there the concern for Begamashal Sefer Torah is much greater versus the Sefer Torah that we didn't read from at all, and we're just going to put back without having read from. And therefore, Ramosha suggests that maybe we could be more lenient and allow it to be put it back. On the other hand, particularly as we're learning, when there's a situation of Begam Sefer Torah. So Ramosha quotes a Yaivitz. He says that whatever you do in this case, you can't do something wrong, because whatever you're doing, you're following an accepted halachic principle for an hour Gemara. So he says that, however, if you're davening in a shul, which is, he says, the case that is usually the case, where people aren't going to be so upset if they have to wait till they roll to the proper place, so then he says we should be more concerned about Begamish or Sefer Torah and not roll the Sefer Torah, not take out another Sefer Torah, just roll this Sefer Torah that we took out incorrectly to the right place. However, says Ramosha, that if there's somebody in the shul who's very upset and says, I don't accept this, that we're going to be rolling the Sefer Torah. So Ramosha says, it's not worth the machloikis. And since there is, as we just learned in our Gemara, a legitimate concept of covered Sefer Torah, of Kavod HaTzibur, and if that's what somebody insists on, we could follow what he's requesting. Continues the Gemara. Mevarach l'Hashemayna brachas. We learned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol says 8 brachas. Tana Abanan, what are the brachas that are said? Ala Torah, he kederach shemevarachim bebeis haKnesses. Just like whenever we have a Kriyas HaTorah, we make a bracha ala Torah. Ala Avoda, ala Hoidah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechilas Avon, we say Mechol Avon Aseinu. This is all Ketikna. These are Ketikna. So the Chazdei Tov explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says the word Ketikna? By all other brachas, they had a psicha and a chsima. But avoid the haidah mechilas oven, all of them are bracha smucha lechaverta, and we don't start and end each one of them with a separate baruch. Vel migdish b'fnei atzmai, then we make a bracha on the migdish by itself. Vel ha-kohanim b'fnei atzmai, a bracha on the kohanim vel yisra b'fnei atzman, vel shar tefila. Says the Gemara, what does shar tefila mean? Tar abana shar tefila, we say, Rina tchino b'akashim ofenach al amcha Yisrael, we daven takarish baruch hu al amcha Yisrael, tzitzrichin levyashaya, Klai Yisrael needs a Yeshua, the Chaisim, and the end of the bracha is Shemei Tfila. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he listens to our Tfila. Vachkach, it says the Gemara afterwards, Kalechad Ve'echad, everybody, maybe Sefer Torah Mebeisai, would bring his own Sefer Torah from home, the Karaboy, and read from it, Kedei Le'aris Chazus L'Rabim, to show its beauty. So of course the Mepharshim asks, two questions. How could they bring the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur? Isn't it carrying? So Rashi explains what the Gemara means to say is that they brought it from before Yom Kippur. However, other Rishonim say that Yerushalayim had an Erev, and since Yerushalayim had an Erev, one was allowed to carry on Yom Kippur to bring the Sefer Torah. And others suggest that there's a question which we already discussed. Erev Yitzal Yom Kippur, is there an Isser of carrying Yom Kippur or not? And this Gemara follows the opinion that one is allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So our Gemara says that everybody brought their Sefer Torah to show off what a beautiful Sefer Torah they had. So the Achronim discuss here, is it appropriate to show off that you have a beautiful mitzvah? And there's Ramah that in fact says, on one hand, Mefarsim Oisei Mitzvah, we want to publicize Oisei Mitzvah. On the other hand, the Ramah in Yerudeya, Simer Resh Mem Tes, Sif Yud Gimel says, HaMefarsim Tzedakah, if somebody publicizes that he did Tzedakah, he loses the Schar of that Mitzvah. So the question is, are you supposed to publicize you're doing a Mitzvah, show off with your Mitzvah or not? So the Shach says that if you just want to show off that you have a beautiful Esrig Lulav, you want to show off that you have a beautiful mitzvah, that is inappropriate. But if you're doing it to show how important the Sefer Torah is and to get other people involved in doing mitzvahs, then you're allowed to do it. So when Al Gemara says that they showed off L'Haris Chazusa L'Rabim, as to show off that we are interested in doing mitzvahs. And I saw the Mepharshim take it even one step further. We're trying to proclaim, and we're trying to show that there's nothing more important to us in our lives than a Sefer Torah. And that's what will bring us the Mechila and Slicha of Yom Kippur. We learned in the Mishnah, Rohen Kohen Gadol, if anybody was able to see the Kohen Gadol when he did the Kriya Sefer Torah, was not able to see the Parvasoah and the Srafim. And vice versa. If you see the parasol and the seraphim, you can't see when the Kohen Gadol is reading from the Sefer Torah. Said the Mishnah, V'loi b'nei she'en rishoy, not because you're not allowed to, it's just impossible to be in two places at the same time. Says the Gemara, Pshita, that isn't this obvious that if you could see it, you would be allowed to see it? Answers the Gemara, Ma'ad ha'tema, maybe the halach is like Resh Lakish, Dom Resh Lakish, Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs, and therefore you should not be allowed to walk away while you're doing a mitzvah. So it's not just that there's a physical difficulty, it's just halachically not permittable. My mitzvah, and what's the mitzvah? Barov Am Hadras Melech, Kamash Milan teaches us the Gemara that this is not considered a violation of a mitzvah if you're going away from one mitzvah to see another mitzvah. Of course, the Mepharshim say you can't walk out while they're reading from the Sefer Torah because the pasuk says "Va'ozvei Hashem yichlu." One is never allowed to walk out when they're reading from a Sefer Torah, but here you walk out between the kriyas while they're rowing the Sefer Torah. But the Mishnah said you wouldn't be able to make it from one place to the next. I saw that the Chashukei Chemed discusses Here we learned that while they're reading from Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to walk out. So the question is, what's, he says, based on this, if somebody's in a shul where they're reading a Sefer Torah, where they're having a bris, he should also go in because of Barov Am Hadras Melech. The question is, if somebody walked into a shul, he discusses, and they're reading from the Sefer Torah, he walked into the shul because he had to get a sefer, he had to get something. And we just said that while they're reading from the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to walk out of the shul. Is someone allowed to walk out of the shul to walk in, take what he needs and walk out? Does he have to stay there till at least they finish that aliyah? So he says, he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal, that says he could walk out. The halacha that you're not allowed to walk out is only if you're there while they're reading from the Sefer Torah. You were there, part of the Kriyas HaTorah. So if you participated in the Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to walk out until they finish the Kriyas HaTorah. But if they're not in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah, you can walk out. Our Mishnah discusses many of the other kabbonis that were not discussed really in our Masechta, and particularly the Mishnah focuses on when those various kabbonis and the other avoidas that were done on Yom Kippur were actually done. Because on Yom Kippur, there were 15 kabbonis that were brought. There were two kvasim that were brought to the Karban Tamid in the morning and the afternoon. There were the musafim of Yom Kippur. That's a ayel echad. And shiva kvasim that were all Karban Oilop. They brought a sar. We mentioned this previously. The sar hanasa b'chutz, which is a Karban Chattis. There's the Karban, the kabbonis of the Kohen Gadol, which is the par l'chattis. And the Ayla, there's the Karban Am, which the Sar Hanas B'fnim, or as we called it previously, the Sar LaShem. And now, as I said, the Mishnah discusses the order of these Kabbonis. Certainly, the first Karban that was brought, as is the case every day, the Karban Tamid Shashachar. We also spoke in the Mishnayos early in the Masechta how the Kohen brought his power and the Sar LaShem. Says the Mishnah, in Bebigdei Butz, as we learned in the previous Mishnayos, the Kohen has a choice what to be wearing when he's doing the Kriyas HaTorah that we've been discussing. Does he wear a Bebigdei Butz, or does he wear the Bebigdei Lavan? So says the Gemara, if he was wearing in Bebigdei Butz, if he read the Sefer Torah in the Bebigdei Lavan, then Kairi, he reads Kiddush Adar V'Raglav. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that when do you do Kiddush Adar V'Raglaim? And our Mishnah is following the opinion that every time you take off the Big Day Kuna, you have to do Kiddush Adar V'Raglaim. So if he read the Sefer Torah while he was wearing the Big Day Kuna, and now he's removing them, he says, so after he finishes the Kriyas HaTorah and takes them off, he does Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Pashat, and Yared V'Taval, and he goes to the mikveh, all of Nistapig. When we spoke about this previously, the halacha is that he has to dry himself, and we gave many reasons why you have to dry yourself. One pshat we said is that that's a part of the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Another pshat is we don't want to have any water on his body, which would be a chatzitza between his body and the Big Day Kahuna. Another pshat we said is that we don't want him to have cool water on his body when it's Yom Kippur. Another pshat that we saw from the Meshech Chochma is that the Big Day Kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wears are supposed to be covered with svaras, and if you put them on when your body is wet, you're going to be ruining those Big Day Kahuna. So Kairi, Kiddush Adar V'Raglav, Pashat, Yard V'Tavel, Olav V'Nistabig, V'Lbilai Big Day Zovah, and now he puts on the Big Day Zovah, V'Lovash, and he puts them on, and Kiddush Adar V'Raglav, because as we learned, after you put on another pair of Big Day Kahuna, you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. If the Kohen Gadol chose to do the Kriyas HaTorah while he was wearing his own special itztalis, so he didn't do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim when he took off the itztalis, But rather, when he took off his big day lovin, before he put on the itzlis lovin, that's when he did the kiddusha daim reglayim, and he would not have to do kiddusha daim reglayim for taking off the itzlis, because the itzlis is not a beged kahuna. V'yatsa, and then he went out. V'asa as eloi ves eloi am, he brought the carbon eloi ve eloi am. V'sheves kvasim sh'tmame b'nei shana, the seven kvasim which are brought as part of the as the carbon eila musaf. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, that's the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. The Mefarshim discuss what does v'yatz mean. It means he went to the place where they do kiddush yudayim reglayim. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim points out that he did first his own oila and then the oil of the Am. Similar to what we learned earlier in the Masechta, says the Chofetz Chaim, that first the Kohen Gadol brought his own power and then he brought the Sar Lashem. Rekiva Omer, Im Tam Shel Shachar Hayikrevim, that the Shivas Kvasim were brought with the Tam Shel Shachar, or Para Oila, the Sar Anas Bechutz Hayikrevim Tam Shel Ben Abayim, in the last time, after the last tefillah, and in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to discuss in the Gemara in a moment exactly what does Rekiva hold. Kiddush Adav Reglav, now he takes off the, he does Kiddush Adayim Reglayim, or Pasha, and he takes off the big days off. V'yar Tavav Olav in the Stavik, Hevi Loi Big Day Lovin, now he puts on again the Big Day Lovin, V'lovash, and he puts them on, the Kiddush Adav Reglav, and since he put them on, the Aloch is, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. And we learned earlier in the Masechta that the Big Day Lovin that he did that he wore in the morning, this was a different set of Big Day Lovin that he wore for doing the taking out the Tzos Kafa Machta, a lesser value. Lahoitzi is Kafa Machta, take out the Kafa Machta. And we learned that they went in especially to take out the Kafa Machta because it's not Derech Eretz. For the Chizkuni explained, it's not respectful to keep it there all year round. Why didn't he take it out as soon as he finished doing the Avodah? So the Meiri explains, because it takes a while till the Ketores burns, and we didn't want the Kohen Gadol to stay in the Kodesh Kedoshim for that entire time till it finishes burning. Other Rishonim say, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that the Kohen Gadol, when he left the Kodesh Kedoshim, was mispalel. And it's difficult to be mispalel if you're holding in your hand, and one hand you're holding the shovel, another hand you're holding the spoon. It takes away from the proper kavono that the Kohen Gadol has the opportunity to daven the special tefillah once a year. Kiddush Adav Raglav. Now when he finishes doing this, he does Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Poshet. And he takes off the big day lovin, v'yar v'tov v'olav v'nistabik. Hevi'eloi big day zov v'lovash, v'kiddush yodav raglov, v'nichnas l'haktik teirish shebein abayim. Now he goes back into the Beis HaMikdash in the big day zov to do the teirish shebein abayim. L'haytiv v'saneiris, the Dais was discussed, why does it say l'haytiv v'saneiris? Shouldn't it have said l'hadlik v'saneiris? So Dais explains that we learned that in the lifetime of Shimon HaTzadik, the candle burned 24 hours. So those candles that burned 24 hours, in the afternoon, they were extinguished and cleaned. So that's why they did Hatovas and Eris in the afternoon. The Batanura says that they Maitiv is another way of saying Madluk, of lighting. And the Tosfos Yontif explains that besides that they cleaned the menorah in the morning, they did clean it again in the afternoon again. Late of Aneris, the Kiddush Yadav Raglav, because he's taking off the big days off, or Pashat, and he takes off the big days off, Hevi'eloi big day Atzmai, then they bring him his regular weekday clothing, the Lovash, and he put them on, and Mavlavanoi Soi Ad Besoi, and they escorted him home, the Yontav Ayyoysalai Havav, and he made a Yontav for his people who love him, Bishosh Yotz Mishalom and HaKadosh. He made a Yontav, there's a machlokes when this took place. Because at Matzah Yom Kippur, how does he have food? Some say that it was a Matzah Yom Kippur and he had prepared the food from before Yom Kippur. Others explain that the Suda that was made was not a very big Suda, it was just some nash, some cake, which everybody has at home. And some say Matzah Yom Kippur actually means the next day. Who is Lo Yehavav? So I saw the Chazon Yecheskel explains, the definition of a Havav is somebody who's happy when something good somebody who would be upset if something bad happens to you, and is happy when something good happens to you. And as we've learned, there was the Kayin, Gadol, as he went in to do the Avodah Yom Kippur, there was a real concern that he should come out b'shalom. The people who were concerned for him, now Matzi Yom Kippur, are happy that he's fine. Others explain, I have of mean, were the other Kohanim. He made this Suda, he made this party for his fellow Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, Ibai Lahun, as we said, in understanding the opinion of Rekiva, Hechi Kamer, exactly what does Rekiva hold? Does he hold him Tamid Shel Shachar Krevim? Does he hold that the Shivas Kvasim were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar? And the Par Oil of Asar Mishtaleach, Asar Nas Bechutz, were brought Tamid Shel Ben Abayim? Is that Rabbi Kiva's opinion? Or is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that the Shivas Kvasim were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, how you crave him? So too, the Para Oila was brought by Hadayu, and the Sar Hanas Bechutz, that was the only thing that was brought with the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Vesu, and the Gemara asks another question. Para Oila, the para that was brought for an Oila, Rabbi Lozer the Shairi, that Rabbi Lozer did not mention what is done with that par. And Rashi says that the same question could be asked to Rabbi Lozer on the Sor HaNas B'chutz. Similarly, Amos Avadle, when a coin to Rabbi Lozer was it brought? Vesu, another question. Bein Rabbi Lozer, Bein Rabbi Kiva, according to both opinions, Emurei Chattis, the Emurim of the par, and the Sar Lashem, Amos Avadlehu, when were they exactly makdim them? Amar Rava, so Rava comments, Lamishkach Slamet Kanta, I cannot find a authoritative source what to answer. Ella Rebbe Lezer, and the Tanib de Be Shmuel, the way in the Yeshiva Shmuel they explain the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, or Rebbe Kiva, or the way the Tosefta quotes the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. The Tanib de Shmuel, in the Yeshiva Shmuel, they taught the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer Omer Yotzeva Asa Eile Am VeEmurei Chattis. That was done after the third tefillah of Par Oila VeShivas Kvasim VeSoar Nas VeChutz. According to Rebbe Lezer, they were all done B'Tamid Shel Ben Abayim after the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah the fifth time. Says the Gemara. Rebbe Kiva to Tosefta Maihi, when we speak about the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Rebbe Kiva Omer, Para Oila, the Shiras HaKvasim, and Tamid Shel Shachar Yekrovim. They were all brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Shenemar, Mavar, the Pasuk says, in Parashas Pinchas, Mavar Oilas HaBoiker, Ashal Oilas HaTamid Tassas Oilo, that means, besides bringing the Karmat Tamid Shel Shachar, also bring along with it the Musafim. Vachkach, and only after you brought all of those kabanas, you bring the avodas hayoyim. That's when you bring the avodas hayoyim. And that's why I saw the minig is that we daven musaf later, we daven shachris later on Shabbos, because we should bring the Tamid Shel Shachar together with the musaf, and the musaf is davened later in the musaf is davened later in the day, and therefore, since the musaf is davened later in the day, that's when we should daven shachris also. Vakach says Rabbi Kiva, after the Kohen went to the mikveh the third time, he brings the sor hanas b'chutz. That's the sor of musaf. Shenemar, why does he say that? That it's only brought after he did all the avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Torah says Sir Izim Echad Chatos Bevat Chatos HaKippurim, which means after you did the special Chatos HaKippurim, the Sar Lashem and the power of the Kohen Gadol, only then bring the Sar HaNas B'chutz. Vachkach, after they did the Sar HaNas B'chutz, says Rabbi Kiva, they brought the Eloi Ve'el Ho'am. Vachkach, they brought the Murim Chattis, the Murim of the Par, and the Sar that were brought inside the base of Mikdash. Vakach, he went to the mikveh again, and he brings the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Ask the Gemara, my Tam de Belezer. So according to Belezer, all of the carbon musaf were brought later in the day. Says the Gemara, my Tam de Belezer. What is Belezer? My Tam de Belezer, Ovid Kedeksiv. So he says, follow the order of the Torah, which means Avav Bereish the Torah's Kahanim. First, we do the Seid Avoida, which is mentioned in Parshas Achrimayis and Parshas Emor, Parshas Achrimayis, which is in Sefer VeYikra, and then we do what's mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar. V'hada Avad the Chumash Pekudim Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, disagreed, and Rabbi Kiva said that we brought all these kabbanas together with the Talmud Shel Shachar. As he explained himself, says the Gemara, "Kriktani Tama," because the pasuk says, "Mavat oilas haboiker ashal oilas hatamid tasas eila alma." So we clearly see that, according to Rabbi Kiva, Mesafim are brought. According to this pasuk, the Mesafim are brought with Talmud Shachar of Lul at the beginning of the day, not at the end of the day. What is Rabbi Lezer, asked the Gemara, going to do with this pasuk? Rabbi Lezer, "Hai mavat oilas haboikerim." That Rabbi Kiva learns from it that it was all done, that the Sarah Nasa B'chutz was done after they did the Sarah Lashem, and that's why it's before the Eloi Ve'Ela Am, my Ovid Lehi. What does Rabbi Lezer do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara to teach us, Hahumi Boilei, it comes to teach us, Shalmaz Zeh, that the Sarah Nasa B'fnim is Mechaper on Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. If somebody ate from a carbon or entered the base of Migdash when he was Tamei, Zeh mechaper, the sor anas b'chutz, is also come for that. They both come for the avera of Tumas Migdash Kadoshov. The difference is that the sor hanas b'fnim comes to be mechaper on for somebody that knew he was tamei but forgot that he was tamei, and then after he forgot, entered the base of Migdash or ate kachim. The sor hanas b'chutz is that he refers to an individual that never knew that he was Tamei and entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kachim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Bishma, the Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Kiva, only one of the Shivas Kivsei Musav, of the seven Kvasim of the Musav, were brought in Tam Shel Shachar. The Shish, but we learned there were seven. Those other six were brought in Tam Shel Ben Abayim. He separates them, but he separates it differently. He says, Shisha Krevim Tamid Shel Shachar. Six of those seven were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Echad, and one was brought in the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Says the Gemara, Mai Tamayu Drabonon, these two opinions that separate, that don't have all seven brought together, says the Gemara, Trei Kroiksiv, because they say they're two contradictory psukim. One pasuk says, regarding these Karbonis Musaf, Ksiv Mavat Oilos Haboyka Tasis Eila. So it seems to teach us that they should brought with they should be that the, these seven that this Karbon Musaf should be brought with Talmud Shel Shachar. On the other hand, it says V'yotza V'ases Alos V'Elos Am. That means it should be done after they did all the avoida in the base of Mikdash, the Kodesh Hakodashim, all of the Sora Nasa V'Fnei Sora Hashem and the Par. So how do we reconcile this? Says the Gemara, Hilkach Ovid Minayu Hocha, Minayu Hochu, we separate them, some are done with the Talmud Shel Shachar, and some are done later. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yehuda held that one is done in the morning and six later, and Rabbi Lezer held just the opposite. What is that machlok about? Rabbi Yehuda said, Ovechad, Kedeksiv Milvat Oilas Abaiker. So the Torah speaks about Oilas Loshin Yochid. V'hada Ovad Sayyim, then you do the rest of it. And only afterwards we do the rest. We're worried that the Kohen Gadol should not have to do too much before he does the Avoida and the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, because that is the main part of Yom Kippur. And we want him to be strong enough and well enough to do that Avoida. Rabbi Lezer of Shimon holds, Kivin de Ischel, once he started bringing this, Ovid Shisha, do as much as you can. So do six of the seven, because we're concerned that if you won't, Dilma Pasha, maybe you're going to not, he's not going to do it. Because the Gaba Avoid is a Yom Zarasu. We're more concerned, says Rabbi Lezer, that he's not going to bring the Karban Musaf, which is not unique to Yom Kippur, versus not doing the other Avoidah. The Gavayd of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the high point and the main point of Yom Kippur, there we're not concerned the Kohen Gadol is going to skip it. We learned before that we brought Eile at Sibra on Yom Kippur. Everybody agrees, says the Gemara, Chad Ailhu, that They only brought one aisle of the tzibur. Kaman, says the Gemara, whose opinion is that? To Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe, I'm aisle achra umakan. The Torah speaks about an aisle in Parshas Achra Mois, and the Torah speaks about an aisle in Parshas Pinchas. Ayala Omakan, the pasuk that's mentioned in Parashat Zachri Mois, Hua Omer B'chodesh B'kodim, is the same ayal that's mentioned in Parashat Pinchas. There was only one. Rav Shimon Omer Shneim Elam Heim. There were two. Chara Omakan, one which was spoken about in Parashat Zachri Mois, Vechra Omer B'chodesh B'kodim, and one that's taught us in Bamidbar. Says the Gemara, my Tam the Rebbe, if the Torah speaks about two Elam, one in Achri Mois, and one of them in Pinchas, isn't that an indication that indeed there were two separate kabbonis? The Ksiv, he answers, it says, Ayel Echad, Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, says the Gemara, so it says Echad. How Rebbe Elazar of Shimon respond to that? It says, My Echad, Miyuchat Shebe Edroi. It means to take the best, but it doesn't mean to use only one. Rebbe, how does Rebbe know that you have to use your best animal for carbon? Nafgalei, the Torah says, Memifchen Ederechem. That you're supposed to use your best animal for carbon. Relazar of Shimon. So why can't Relazar of Shimon learn from that pasuk? He answers, we need two psukim. Chad b'chayva, we need a pasuk by carbon that we're obligated to bring, that it should be the best. The chab in the dover, we need a pasuk by carbon that we're donating, it should be the best. The tzrichim. Because if we only had by carbon the dover, because somebody who's bringing the dover gift should bring it the nicest way. Otherwise, don't bring it. On the other hand, a carbon chayva, you could say, the Torah says you have to do it. So if you have to do it, you have to do it the best way. But something you don't have to do, maybe you don't have to bring the best. That's why he says you need two psukim. Well, how will Rebbe teach us to that? So Rebbe says, I can learn that already from another pasuk. Because the Torah says, by the Pasha Metzora, Keves Echad, Miyuchat Sheba Edroi. And I already learned from there that it has to be the best. And therefore, I don't need these psukim for that purpose.